Well, good morning.
Good morning. And Bob, thank you very much, sir. Susan, Dr. K, appreciate you guys. Thank you very much. And I appreciate all of you coming out to join us for this. And I want to tell you, it is an honor to be here in NICSA at the Early Childhood Center. This building, for those of you who don't know, is home to NICSA's special education facility. They've got an incredible program here where kids with special needs and other students, they interact, they learn together, they play together. It's called the Role Model Program. And it's helping the next generation of NICSA students understand and help children with special needs. Now, my mom was a special education teacher. And as many of you know, she did that work for over three decades. And I, in my own life, I've worked with kids who had faced challenges. Kids abroad who lost their parents to genocide. I worked with kids who lost limbs to landmines. I worked with kids who were homeless on the street. And I learned a lot from that work. But the most important lesson that I learned was how important it is for all of us to recognize that no matter what the challenges are that kids are facing, every single one of them has a tremendous amount of strength and potential, and that all of our kids deserve to have leaders who are going to fight for them and stand up for them. And we need to invest in these kids. And we need to make sure that parents and teachers have the resources that they need to help these kids to achieve their dreams. Now, we're here to announce our state's budget. We chose this place because too often, people in government forget who they serve. Look, career politicians often, they talk about what they want, and they forget about what the people need. You know, too often, politicians believe that taxpayer money is their money. They dole it out to special interests. But the fact is, here's the truth. It's your money. And you should hear directly and clearly how your government intends to use it. Now, I was sent to Jefferson City to fight for all of you. Fight for everybody who's in this room. And that means making tough choices. It means protecting your priorities. And it means telling you the facts. And the fact is, Missouri's budget is broken. Missouri's budget is broken. When we were out on the campaign trail, we talked about how insiders and special interests had been messing up the budget for years. Then we saw how bad the budget really is. Now, politicians will try to make this seem complicated, but it's simple. A budget is a plan. Right? You plan how much money you're going to invest and spend based on how much money you have. And the politicians and insiders, they left us with a terrible plan. They planned to spend about $700 million that we don't have in the bank. Now, we can't do that. As any family knows, when you spend more money than you're taking in, you lose your savings, you risk your credit, and you gamble with your future. That's what our politicians have been doing. They've been putting our state's future at risk. They've been spending this way so carelessly and for so long, they've left us with a mess. Now, first, I'm going to explain the mess that we're in. Then I'm going to walk through some of what's in our budget and why we made the decisions that we did. And then we're going to talk about our plans for the future. Now, the first thing that's affecting our budget is that businesses are hurting and too many people are out of work. When our economy is moving, businesses and people, they make money and they pay taxes. But Missouri's economy has slowed down and our government has less money to spend. We lost $150 million last year in corporate revenue. That's money that the government takes in when businesses pay taxes. And that's because not enough people have quality jobs with great paychecks, and businesses are struggling. Now, Missouri's budget comes out of your paycheck. That's where the budget comes from. Now, some would argue that we should just take away a bigger portion of what you earn. Well, I disagree. I think that instead, we should help you to earn more. That's how we're going to solve this problem. To fix this problem, we need more jobs and bigger paychecks. Now, we're fighting every day to create more jobs with higher pay, to help our state's budget, and more importantly, to help your families. Now, our budget is also struggling because of Obamacare and the costs of health care. The state of Missouri spends over $9 billion, $9 billion every year on health care. And that number has gone up because of Obamacare and the rising costs of health care. Right now, the law says that we are required to increase health care spending almost $350 million next year. That's $350 million in new spending that's required by Obamacare. Now, at this point, our state spends more money on health care than on K through 12 education, state universities, community colleges, technical colleges, domestic violence shelters, veterans programs, our entire judicial system, everything we spend on police officers, low-income housing, and our correction system combined. More money on healthcare than all of that combined. Now, for our state budget, this means awful choices between healthcare and just about every other core function of government, whether it's public safety, education, or infrastructure. Now, I met last week with Vice President Mike Pence. And I talked to him about how badly Obamacare has hurt all of us in Missouri. And he's committed to helping us, and I'm going to work with the Trump-Pence administration to make sure that we get this problem under control. Now, our state budget is also being gamed by special interests and lobbyists. Every year, the state of Missouri gives out over $500 million in cash to special interests through tax credits. Most of these go to well-connected people who have lobbyists, who get them insider deals, and they get your tax money before police officers, firefighters, or teachers ever see a dime. Now, between special interest tax credits and mandatory health care spending, that's well over $1 billion of the limited money that we have coming in. It disappears. It's snatched away by lobbyists, special interests, and insiders. Now, that's why the budget's a mess. Now, here's what we're going to do about it. We are going to get back to the basic work of government. The basic work of government. Now, look, folks. Safety and security is one of the number one priorities of government. I think almost everybody in this room knows this by now. But I believe that we need to support our police officers. And in my budget, public safety will have more money to spend than they did last year. Okay? Our police officers, they need life-saving equipment, like bulletproof vests and non-lethal weapons. And it's our job to make sure that they have the training, the resources, and the support that they need to keep all of our families safe. Now, we're also going to fund a blue alert system. Now, what happens with the blue alert system is that if somebody in the state of Missouri assaults one of our law enforcement officers anywhere in the state of Missouri, the people of Missouri are going to know so that we can bring those suspects to justice immediately. We're funding that blue alert system. Now, we've got a tremendous problem in the state of Missouri, tremendous challenge in public safety when it comes to the opioid epidemic. I lost a member of my family last year because of this. And it's a serious problem. It tears apart families. And if you ask any sheriff, ask any law enforcement officer, they will also tell you that substance abuse is one of the major drivers of crime. And in 2015, we lost over 1,000 mothers, fathers, and children in the state of Missouri because of the opioid epidemic. And that's why, in my budget, we're putting $11 million towards fighting the opioid epidemic here in the state of Missouri. Now, another challenge that we have when it comes to public safety in the state of Missouri is that when people come out of prison, they go back home and they commit more crimes. Right now, if somebody gets out of prison, we want them to work. We want them to pay their fair share in taxes. We want them to take care of their kids. We want them to set a good example. And the last thing that we want is somebody coming out of prison, committing another crime, which hurts another family, and starts that same terrible cycle all over again. So, and that's why, in our budget, we're putting in over $2 million to help to reduce recidivism and make sure that people, when they leave prison, don't commit another crime when they come back home. Now, we're also gonna support our public defenders, and we're gonna expand our support for drug courts and veterans treatment courts. And we're doing this in Missouri because we wanna help adults and veterans who are struggling with mental health and substance abuse. Now, we also need to make sure that when crimes are committed, we protect the most vulnerable people in our state. So that's why we're putting over $750,000 into efforts to help to protect victims of domestic violence and sexual assault by putting essential money towards services and support for people who are victimized. We need to make sure that if a violent crime happens, and unfortunately too many of them do, that they have the support that they need. Now, we're also here, home of the Nixa Eagles, to let people know that we're going to stand up for our education system and our kids. In this budget, we've ensured that our K through 12 classrooms are protected. And in fact, through a combination of gaming funds, federal funds, and state funds, we're going to be able to put more money into our schools. Now, another thing that happens in the state of Missouri is that we've got a lot of talented kids, especially in our rural schools, who have the ability, they have the ability to compete with the best students in the country, right? But because they're often in smaller rural schools, their school might not be able to offer them a calculus class or a chemistry class or a physics class. So what we're going to do is we're putting $2 million into a program to help to expand online course access for our kids to ensure that students everywhere in this state are able to take the classes that they need in order to realize their full potential. Now look, you guys all need to know, I didn't write this budget for my mom, okay? I wrote it for the people of Missouri, but we got a lot of kids who are here, and I want to tell all the kids who are here today, listen to your parents. And you need to know that even if you become governor, you still got to listen to your mom. All right? But look, it's not just the influence of my mom, and it's not just because this is the right thing to do. But you will see that in our state's budget, a lot of our new investment is going towards our most vulnerable kids, children who get special education and who have learning disabilities. We're going to invest in them. For students with special needs, we're putting $13 million into the High Need Fund. For kids in early childhood special education, we're investing an additional $12 million. And for kids who've been abused or kids who've been neglected, and unfortunately there are too many of them here in our state, they need our help. For them specifically, we're adding over $10 million to help to protect and to support those kids. And as you guys know, this is important not just to me, it's also important to Sheena, to my wife. This is an important issue for our family. And many of you know, the first dinner that we had at the governor's residence, we didn't have insiders or politicians or lobbyists. We invited foster care families from around the state. And we invited their kids to come and join us for dinner because we so value what those families do. And so in our budget, we're putting an extra $1.8 million in to help the 13,000 children in Missouri's foster care system to find good, quality, permanent homes. Now look, the fact is, in this budget, we also had to make some tough choices. We had to make some tough choices in this budget. We had to decide about our priorities. And this wasn't about politics, right? It was just about math. As I mentioned to you, when we took office, we discovered that politicians had promised people over $700 million that we didn't have in the bank account. So there is, for example, in our budget, going to be less money for professors, colleges, and universities than they expected. Right? Now, that wasn't an easy decision, but I looked at the numbers, and in the last 4 years, higher education has gotten a total increase of over $100 million. So I'm confident that this year they can tighten their belts just like the rest of us and help us focus on excellence and get back to basics. And I know that college administrators and university presidents can work with us to save taxpayer money. Look, and anyone who's worked in higher education, as I have, as Sheena does, they can tell you that universities can be run more efficiently, right? And universities around the country are working to do more with less, and I'm committed to working with our higher education leaders to find creative ways to focus on and build world-class academic programs here in the state of Missouri. But look, budgets are about tough decisions, and for too long, our politicians have ducked the hard choices, right? We're willing to make those hard choices. And I'm not a leader who's afraid to make the hard choices and come to you, the people, and let you know about those choices that we've made. We have to make these hard choices because our kids' future is at stake. You know, our neighbor, Illinois, they just had their credit rating downgraded because they don't have a working budget. Now, I'm committed to making sure that Missouri preserves our AAA credit rating. It's the right thing for us to do. But if we want to preserve that rating, and if we want to make sure we have a strong state, we're not going to be able to do what politicians and insiders have done for so many years. They made promises about money for programs, but they didn't spend enough time thinking about paychecks for people. Right? They created programs and initiatives and policies, but they didn't set goals or measure outcomes. And now we're having to do what they wouldn't do and what they didn't do. Now look, not everyone is going to be happy about this. But when lobbyists come and they say to me, well, could you fund this pet project of mine and take away money from high-need kids, I'm going to tell them, not while I'm governor. When the insiders show up and they beg for some special program and they say, well, can you take the money from cops and firefighters? I'm going to say, not while I'm governor. Right? And with our team in place, we're going to make sure that we go through the budget line by line. We're going to go through the budget line by line to see where we can save taxpayer dollars. And if we're spending money, we're going to make sure that that money is getting results for you. Now look, there's a lot of room for efficiency in our government. And I'm committed with my team to watching over every tax dollar. And look, you sent me to Jeff City to fight for you. And we're fighting for Nixa families and Hannibal families, St. Joseph families and Cape Girardeau families, families in St. Louis and Kansas City and Joplin, and every city and every town in our state. Right? And that's why we're here today. Together, we're going to work to fix the problems that politicians and lobbyists and Obamacare have caused. We're going to build a Missouri with more jobs and higher pay, safer streets, and better schools. And when our state grows, our budget situation will improve. That's why it's more important than ever that we have thriving businesses in our state and we put people back to work. Folks, there is a lot of tough work ahead. There is a lot of tough work ahead, but I can tell you, we're going to win these fights, and together we're going to take Missouri in a new direction. Thank you, and God bless you. Thank 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 you.